This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're getting this question more and more, and it's a repeat question from 2021. And I made this comparison a bunch of times, and I'm going to do it again. RC from B-Town, realistic cynic. Twitter actions brought to you by Scheib and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He tweeted at both of us yesterday afternoon. He or she, I'm not really sure. But either way, they wrote, "Can someone in the nitty-gritty department explain scripted drives and why Stefanski is so successful with them versus, I don't know, non-scripted? Do they or do they not want to hear my answer? Because it's going to be depressing."
I want to hear your answer.
So there's been a lot of people who've wondered about the scripted drives. And I don't want to say it, but it's the truth. And you're not going to want to hear it, but it's the truth. And it's a depressing answer. Is that defenses do not respect you or your personnel on offense. It's that simple. They don't respect you. In 2021, we were good on scripted drives. In other years, we were good on scripted drives. Last year, we were good throughout. Another year in 2020, we were good throughout. Your quarterback was not respected for the talents that he possesses, whether he was injured in 2021 or whether there's all this going on in 2024. Defenses, and we've brought this up a bunch of times. This is something I did not realize when I first started here and talking to people. This is how it works, is that there's a feeling out period. In teams. Like, they want to go down, they want to score. Don't get me wrong, they like scoring. The whole name of the game is scoring points. But what's more important is unlocking a defense. Because by the time you get to the fourth quarter, it's head up, there's no more surprises. This is what you have. This is a big issue. This is why big plays and gadget plays in the fourth quarter are such a big deal. But in the first 15 plays, you're trying to unlock a defense, see tendencies. You're trying to catch them and see what they've watched of you on tape. Well, the defense is trying to do the same thing. And so you're noticing in these games, you go right down and score. It's 7-0 or 3-0. The defenses are more than welcome to let you go down the field as long as they see what you're capable of. And they go, okay, we can take this, that, and the other way. And they don't have David Njoku. And the quarterback, as long as we bring any sort of pressure because the offensive line sucks, is going to turtle up and get sacked, which he did against the Giants to the tune of 8 times. I lost count. He's going to turtle up and get sacked. They can't get in front of us. And so that's what they've done. And so that's why you scoot out to a 7-0 lead or even a 10-0 lead, because the Raiders aren't that good and neither are the Giants. But they still have enough discipline where they're going to go, okay, we can shut this faucet off. And what happens? It feels like a faucet is completely shut off. And it's not until the last couple of weeks where you've gotten somewhat desperate and then you got real desperate where you started to move the ball down the field. You move the ball down the field in the fourth quarter on Sunday. You got the turnover where Rodney scored, and he'll be in studio with us at 9 o'clock. Rodney scored on the turnover, and then you start moving with pace. Well, you can't just run the entire game with pace. You don't have the horses, and it's the NFL. It's a very difficult thing to do. So then you start to run with pace. You move the ball down the field, but in the end, these are tight games. They're one on the margins, and they don't believe that you have what it takes to get over that hump. That's a very scary thing to admit.
It is.
You want the answer? There's the answer.
No, it is. It makes 100% total sense. As you noticed during that game, and all the film gurus noticed, like, we can't protect when the teams are stunning. Like, we can't hold up. So teams are obviously picking up on that, and now it's going to be incumbent on the Browns offensively to have to keep extra guys in. Well, what happens when you're keeping extra guys in? It eliminates you know, the opportunities down the field. We don't exactly have the game-breaking wide receivers that seems like all these other teams have. Like, our receivers are fine, but they are not like, oh my God, throw the ball up to them and there's going to be 50 yards after the catch. You know, you saw Jameson Williams last night. I mean, we just don't have that. We don't have anything like, we don't have the speed of anything like that. We got a wide receiver who apparently is tired already, four games in. Did you see what Judy said yesterday?
Yeah, that was a little bit, that was a little surprising to hear. I wish you wouldn't have said that.
I hope Mark Schlereth didn't hear that, because it's going to be the bat signal to get him on all the shows again.
Oh, God, I hope that that's...
Four games in. And by the way, Judy's been like one of your best players. That's the sad thing.
I wish he wouldn't have said that.
Has he not been one of the best? You know what? Here is Jerry Judy from yesterday.
Go ahead.
You know, there were some plays out there last week. I felt like I was kind of tired, you know. So this week, I'm just going to probably run a little bit more after practice, make sure I get my conditioning in, because I was kind of fatigued on certain plays that I needed to be out there, but I wasn't due to how tired I was. So stuff like that, that's what I'm going to work on to make sure I'm the best version of myself going in this week.
It's going to work on not being tired during the games in week four.
Get those sprints in. You'll be good.
You're the one who caught a preseason. I don't know why you're ripping them. It was one of the first four games. You said the first four games of the season of the preseason. Where do you have any leg to stand on ripping Jerry Judy?
You clearly see that I'm right when it comes to that.
Okay, fine. Congratulations. The champion's pose to you, but don't be ripping Jerry Judy for being tired.
I don't think that's the message that fans want to hear
now. It's not the message fans want to hear. That the best wide receiver that we have right now is tired. Yeah. That's not any fun. But it's such a depressing answer. Like last year, you had different looks. Your offense was able to go through its process. And even though we had offensive line troubles, there was still a respect to your process of what you were doing. I think that this, ultimately, you could put a lot on Stefanski because he's the head coach of the football team. And you brought up the end of the first half, and you're right about the end of the first half. That's a critical moment, and he failed in that critical moment to probably go out there and get three on the board and do that because you had a good kicker in Dustin Hopkins. However, I think it's even deeper than that. Do they trust the people that's with him to come up with the schemes to be able to run the football effectively? No. Do they trust Andy Dickerson as the offensive line coach on that other side? No. Coaches have massive egos, and they love to take each other down. You know that, Anthony, especially at that level. They love to talk trash about each other, but that's just the simple fact of the matter. And so when Nick Wilson goes on, and I don't have time to play it. We'll play it coming up in a little bit. When Nick goes on and asks, what's Kevin Stefanski's identity? He's searching for one. But right now, his identity, if you've ever seen The Quick and the Dead, where Russell Crowe's looking for a bullet, that's what he is. Because he doesn't have Nick Chubb, because you have to respect Nick Chubb. He doesn't have David Njoku, which is another leak for an offense. So you have Amari Cooper all of a sudden is a question mark whether or not he's going to hold on to the ball. You have Jerry Judy who admits he's tired. And who else do you have? Cedric Tillman, please. You can cover him one-on-one and be just fine covering in man with Cedric Tillman. So you really don't have many other options. So you exhaust what you have trying to see what their defense can give you, so you're trying to exploit whatever their defense has, but you don't have the horses to really exploit it. And so you find yourself in trouble later on in these football games. So now, I almost feel like you have to make the first quarter worth everything you possibly can make it. If you can get out to a 20-0 lead in the first quarter, get out to a 20-0 lead in the first quarter, because whatever team you're playing, here they come. And especially the Washington Commanders, who are flying high right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.